Hey everybody.
What's
What it
up?
do? What it do? What it do?
What it do? Shout out to Detroit. They say that. Don't
Bro, is
say
that what they say?
that.
I was like, what? Why shout out to Detroit?
Yeah, that's what they say. No, I don't say what it do. Damn, shut up, Bridget. Go ahead, man. Bridget fucking up because this ain't what they say. My bad, Detroit.
Thanks for joining All In with A, Dupa. Eight friends that met in college 20 plus years into the future decided to do a podcast. What are we talking about today, you guys?
I got you.
Obviously, we're talking
Oh,
about
I got
Detroit.
it. Now, before we do this, I got one for you.
What you
I was going
got?
to talk about March
You know,
Madness,
so
but go
now,
ahead.
nah, so you know, I'm currently helping my sister-in-law move, and I'm a firm believer. Like, if your friends can't help you move, they ain't your friend. That's how you really.
Interesting.
I feel like that's how you took. That's how you test your friends, your friendships. If they can't help you move, or they're not willing to help you move, then you know that bond might not be as strong as you think, because you know everybody ain't gonna help you move. So this is how I feel.
Well,
What you think?
y'all niggas right now. I ain't finna help y'all move.
I was gonna say 20-year-old me would probably be like, yeah, sure, I'll help you move. 40 plus
44 year
20-year-old
old
me,
Bridget,
like,
nigga, I help you move.
I
I put some money on you. Get some
don't
moves,
know. Getting a
right? I put some money. I help you put some
move.
money on it, I put
but
some
am I
money on my guy.
moving?
Am I finna put in some physical labor so you can pay
No.
me in pizza later on, nigga? No.
I don't want the sweat equity. No, I just no, I can't do it.
No, I ain't gonna be able to do the album for you.
I help bring the pizza over for
Right.
whoever's helping you move.
You know what? You know what? I for real, I'll come help you organize.
I have to say, my first place that I actually moved into, I was in my middle 20s, mid 20s, and the people who lifted the heavy stuff, it was a bunch of people to help me move. It was some 40-year-olds. Now I know they're 40-year-olds. I didn't know then, but now I know they're 40-year-olds. But there were like three 20-year-olds. Two of them were guys. They lifted the heavy stuff. Like they lifted the heavy stuff and they got paid in pizza. But the older ones were just like, yeah, giving stuff away and organizing. How about right there? How about like this? And yeah, they weren't moving now.
Yeah,
They weren't
bro.
carrying
Hey.
nothing.
So there you have it. So we disagree, Barry here. But
Totally disagree.
you
And
know
I feel.
what? But you know what? Okay, let me shut up. I ain't gonna say nothing else.
I say something else. That's why we're here.
I want to ask y'all to help me move. Not at this point in my life. I will
I don't
have
think I
hire
would either.
movers.
I wouldn't either because it's too much stuff.
It's too
Like,
much shit.
I think I would help. I would have somebody help come over and maybe make me purge, help me clean up a house that's about to be empty, maybe. But yeah, not to move. It's way too much crap. I would rather have, and that would sound like we sedated. I just hired some movers.
I ain't lying. That's gonna have to be in the budget, nigga, because I don't want to fucking move this shit.
That's why y'all
Right?
can't hear me. I'm like, but I'm saying, can y'all hear me now? We can hear you now.
I'm saying though, hello, can you still hear me? Yeah, I'm saying though, like if it's crunch time, you know, if some last minute stuff had to get done, you know what I'm saying? You gotta pull up for your people.
A whole house on crunch time? I can't think of a
I
whole
ain't say,
house being
no, I'm
crunch
not
time.
saying the whole house. No,
Oh,
I ain't
okay.
helping move a whole house, but I'm saying if you need help needed to be done in the last look in the last minute. Yeah, what's going on here? If something needs to be done in the last minute, you know, gotta be there for my people. Okay.
Even if I go grab some youngins, like I got my son, and go grab a few people. I need y'all to do me this solid. I'm gonna throw y'all some money. You know, I mean, but y'all said y'all pay somebody, so something different. Help is help. I mean,
I
better than you
mean,
know than nothing. So,
nothing.
look. I'll take that little 50. You know, get some little youngies to help or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do the grabbing. I go grab some folks. Be like,
Right.
hey,
I can
take all the
draft some people
pizza.
for you.
Right. I have drafts, but other than that, I'm a supervisor for my
I'm
drafts.
not gonna help you move, my nigga.
Well, I'm just saying, well, take the age out of the equation. We're talking about young you. A young, vibrant you. You know, when the knees were still working, when the ankles were still loose, you know.
A young me helping another young me. I probably would have helped the young me. I didn't help the young me. Because
I
not
done
anybody
helped.
got money, and then you don't have this
Right.
much stuff.
You got to keep in mind, we were college students, so we depended on each other quite a bit to help to
Right.
move. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were broke.
Who was so broke?
We were
Didn't
broke,
know how
man.
broke I really
Y'all be
was
saying
until.
it. Y'all be saying it. I can feel struggle in y'all voice when y'all say that. Man, we were so
Nigga.
broke.
We was fucking broke. Shit.
Look, Vienna sausage.
I'm like,
Boy.
man, you don't kid. I be trying to tell my son, like, I would never, like, now that I have been away to college and have my own family, I didn't, I'm like, my mama cooked for us so much.
I gotta take time out, y'all. Gotta take
Oh my
time.
God.
You know
Like, I
how to
had
cook?
it going on, bro. And I'm
Okay,
like, and my kid be like, he trying to be
okay.
like finicky
Man,
over
we almost through.
food.
I can roll a little more.
Like, okay, I got you. We
He's
almost
finished.
there. We almost there. He gonna appreciate these home cooked meals. Now sometimes he is appreciative. He'll come and be like, man, mama, thank you. That meal was so good.
But he
But
don't
other times,
realize, that's up.
he
Depending,
be
like, if you
wanting
don't
to
have
eat.
somebody.
He want to eat outside the home too much for me. I'm like, this ain't even worth the service, dog.
And I didn't hear it. And I didn't hear it. Okay.
So, but yeah, man, we yeah. I forgot what I was going with it. But
Okay.
And
You
my
sure? Yeah. Are you good?
bear here. We can hear you. We know
Got to
you
make
ain't
sure
talking
everything
to us.
be moved.
Right. But listen, okay. I got a question for y'all.
Okay,
I'm
you got to
listening.
answer.
Since we on food anyway, and being college students. When you went home to Memphis, like for a break or whatever, what did you bring back with you? Like food wise.
You said when we came home. You said when we came home to Memphis or left Memphis to come back to school.
Now, when you were on a break and then you went home to Memphis and then you came back to Chattanooga with something like food wise. For Mia, this let's not make this too complicated. When you come to Memphis, what do you got to have when you come to Memphis? Home.
Barbecue.
Barry
Well,
here said barbecue, but it don't necessarily have to be barbecue.
that's one.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even remember having a barbecue in Chattanooga, like at a local establishment.
Well, because you could always go home and eat barbecue. You didn't have to buy it in Chattanooga.
I take that back. I think it was one little spot over there by the little mall where Signal was. I think it was a little spot over there. Wait.
Man, I don't know
So
nothing
when
about
we
it.
came back, I don't either. Because you worked out, you were like a local for a minute you're here.
Man, y'all was more local than me. Y'all
Ha! You had a whole
was
ass job,
up there
but you had a whole ass job and was working with like regular 9 to 5. You were with everybody that works and is a part of Chattanooga. I only saw him when I went to the mall.
I was just working in the call center, really.
Yep.
But
Well, I mean, what I
yeah,
brought
you had
back.
a whole off-campus job.
Yeah, exactly. I
Oh,
only wandered
man.
off campus to go to Walmart or to go to a party. That was pretty much it. I didn't go off campus for go shopping, maybe.
Yeah.
Go
Go to Walmart.
to Walmart. Go to
I
Hamilton
went to the
Place Mall.
mall.
That's it.
The answer to
But
your thing though, what? I mean, me, just my mom's cooking, just home cooking.
okay, home cooking.
Okay, so my mom was not a home cooker. Someone bring his shit back, she cooked, because she most of the time she didn't cook. She would take me, like, I would bring back like canned goods and actual food that I could eat and cook while I was away. Stuff that was like grandparents. I remember one time I had the fly bag and I checked my luggage because I had put so many canned goods and so much stuff in my luggage and the plane was out way. I was like, oh, that's my bag. I had everything that she could buy me. I put it in the bag because I'm like, I'm about to eat for later. But now, from the time I've left, what have I brought back with me? So barbecue has been one.
But like from a restaurant.
From a restaurant, but like not one like a chain. Usually, other than one chain, Tops Barbecue, shout out to Tops.
Shout out to Tops.
The other places were more like local. But I also would bring back my mom's cakes. I brought back a whole ass cake one time through the airport.
Fuck
That
you
was
do
like,
that.
girl, 'cause it was easier before they started like talking about people bringing stuff back. But no, I had a plate. She had wrapped it up with some foil, not foil, but with the plastic wrap, and I had it as part of my carry-on.
Damn.
So, other than them talking about, man, what a cake! You don't see that cake in the airport, TSA. Other than that, I bring a cake back. I brought back rib tips. What I bring back now, oddly, is Tennessee fried sausage. Because you can't find it. You can find it up here. Only one place sells it. One grocery store sells it, and it's like $8 for a regular old, like, small roll.
Damn,
And
it
I'm like,
came
I
on
just
a first class
refuse.
ticket.
Yeah, girl, I just refuse. I'm like, I'm not paying $8 or $9 for no sausage. I'm just gonna bring it back up. And every time I go home, that's what I bring back Tennessee fried sausage from Equine Pizza. We bring back some pizza.
It's Lime Pizza.
You can't
Shout out
find
to
it anywhere
them.
else. I know, right? I'm trying to think what else is it, but it's a couple of things. Coletta's Pizza's one.
I'll
Stuff
wait
that
on
you
you.
can only get in Memphis.
Hey, Coletta. Yeah, I remember Coletta. Man, good. Garibaldi.
Garibaldi's.
Yup,
Well, so
Garibaldi.
I don't take Garib I don't take it back, but that's my one of my stops that I make when I'm in Memphis.
Hey, but you know what?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna tell you a place that I missed that was in Chattanooga. I don't know if they had it here in Memphis though. Did
That.
Memphis ever have a Quiznos?
Yeah, that's well, I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a place knows
I
where
used
I
to
live.
love the fan.
Quiznos. You like Quiznos?
Not really.
I'm not a big fan either. But
Really?
there's been one where I've lived. Like I know Jersey had one that wasn't too far from me, so. But
That's
now
a
other
lot of
than
places that
that,
love Quiznos.
I can't think of anything else I'll bring back. But barbecue is a big one. When I lived in Boston, they were so proud of this place they took me to, and I was like, really? This is not barbecue. I was like, I already didn't have high expectations. But they were just like, yeah, it's the greatest. And when I got it, I was like, huh. They were like, man, what you
Why would
think?
they do that to you?
I think it was like trying to impress me by what they considered good barbecue. And
Hell
so when I
no.
went, it was just like, I'm like, let me bring you back real good barbecue. So my godmother had made some barbecue. She had grilled one Christmas. And I froze a whole pan of rib tips. I'm like, I'm taking them. I said, can I get a pan? I'm taking it back to Boston. I gotta show them what real barbecue tastes like. Because what they got, it ain't the real thing. They be grilling, like with a gas grill. They don't know
Well,
what smoking is and
man.
charcoal and the bear grill. Like they don't know what that is. And so I said, I gotta let them know what Memphis people do. And so I remember I had, she sent me back home with like a big like chafing pan, like it was like a half a chafing pan, a rib tips. I froze them, double wrapped them with saran wrap and foil, and had them in my backpack. They lost my luggage that Christmas. Like all my luggage got lost, and all I had was that backpack full of ribs. I had taken everything out of my backpack that would have been like stuff I
Damn.
probably needed to put the ribs in there. And again, like during that time, people didn't like question food. It was frozen, so then it met the requirement for the 3 ounces because it wasn't liquid. But yeah, we ate ribs like 8 o'clock in the morning. I took the ribs to work. Took the
Really?
ribs
8
to
o'clock
work.
in the morning?
Yes, we had a
That's
morning
all she
meeting every
had.
morning. We had a morning meeting every morning. It lasted till about 8:30, and I was like, "Yo, I brought some ribs back from home." This is right after Christmas. So they were like, maybe the new year. And so everybody came and it was just like, Mia, that's so great. That's so good. I was like, dude, it ain't even restaurant, but you know, whatever. Yes, you have to understand this is what true barbecue tastes like.
I guess I never really realized that Memphis barbecue was that big a deal. I guess because I don't get
It is.
barbecue, I guess, when I go out of town that much, you know.
Southern barbecue is a big deal, right? Like, say you're talking about Texas, North Carolina, Kansas City, and even Memphis. We had a whole conversation that were, again, this was in Boston, about different types of barbecue. One lady used to watch like cooking shows like Bobby Flay and some other cooking show. She was just like, Memphis is known for the dry rub, right? And I was like, well, yeah, but it's other stuff other than the dry rub. What about this restaurant? I was like, man, that's a change. You got to go to the hole in the wall.
You gotta
So,
go to the gentleman for
excuse me, y'all.
Memphis. Bless you.
Ooh, excuse me.
Bless you again. You take
Sorry
your
about
allergy
that.
pills,
Oh,
son.
did
You was playing around in all this
I
dirt
already
and
did? Oh, no,
dust.
I did.
See, that's how you
That's
know
me
you're
sweating.
grown because you asked
Nah,
him
that's
if he
what
had to take his allergy pill.
the. Nah, I've
Hell
been sweating,
yeah.
man. And then, you know, this weather, man. This weather's so crazy.
That's what I'm
It's
saying.
cool. Somebody need to shoot that groundhog. That groundhog clearly was drunk when it came out.
It's supposed to want, I mean, you know, it's the Memphis spring. You know what I'm saying? Like
Oh no,
it be 80 degrees. It's gonna be 80 degrees in about a week.
it was so cold yesterday.
Yeah, it was cold as hell yesterday.
it's doing
Was it
that here
yesterday
too,
or
though.
Friday? Was it yesterday or
Friday
Friday?
too.
Man, it was like real cold. I was like, man, there ain't no way it's spring.
It was
It
doing that
can't
here
be.
too. It was 34 degrees today when I got out. Cold, cold.
It got real cold. I had my fucking I planted beans and my damn beans dead. Cause I was
Oh
like,
man.
oh no.
it's gonna be all right. Like I, you know,
That frost went
I don't
over.
think it ain't gonna be too bad on them.
The bean that could, didn't.
I
Been
said,
could, damn.
well, I'll just wait, Lord. Wait till April 1st.
Too
Like
early.
the old people say.
I thought I was
That's
gonna plant some plants too until I found out like a bird had been trying to make a nest on our back porch. And then I
it.
was like, okay, wait, I gotta figure out what we're gonna do with this bird situation.
Oh, well, I forgot what I was making my point. Well, Mia really made all the points that I wanted to make about you know, we don't really talk
What you
about
bring back?
barbecue. Yeah. I was really getting that circle B's.
I thought
Oh,
I kind
circle
of figured
B's too.
don't smoke sausage. I knew you was gonna
Hell
say
yeah.
this.
So I don't eat circle B's, but circle B, if I ate circle B's for real, that would be one thing I would bring back. Circle B's. You can't find them up here.
I wonder why they don't sell
No.
them up there.
Nah, it's a southern, some certain food is just
It's
southern food.
certain, right? They
Just
didn't
like
have them in Chattanooga.
chitlins, right? Okay, so today, yesterday, I know y'all gonna grow up. I don't eat chitlins either. But yesterday I went to the store and they were vacuum packed chitlins. Who ever seen some vacuum packed chitlins in a bag? I've never seen that. My grandma used to buy the chitlins in the bucket that you had to clean for like hours and hours and hours. It'll start out with a full bucket, you get like a third of the bucket. But they had vacuum packed chitlins that were already clean and gutted, and all you had to do was throw them in the pot and cook them. Never seen it before.
Well, I think you still, they say it's still some cleaning you might have to do with the
Oh,
old.
really?
I wouldn't trust it straight out of the package like
I
that. I
wouldn't
wouldn't.
either, but I mean, how many people up here might trust it straight out the package because you ain't seen it in the bucket?
I'm sorry. When you
Well, you
dealing with
ain't
entrails and
seen it
stuff.
like Clean,
You
clean.
gotta clean your own self. Yeah, you gotta take now. I wouldn't take nobody word for something like this.
But stuff like that, like certain.
Keep it real. My mama like, I don't really fuck with nobody chitlins except my family chitlins. Because
Except
I
this
know
one.
what y'all did to clean them that way. You know what I'm
Cause
saying?
I got a friend.
Everybody else, on
I got a friend. He
bruh.
said he cleaned his junk like 3 times. You know, he go through and
He's
clean it three
supposed
times
to.
to thoroughly,
Yeah,
you know, to
you
make
gotta
sure.
clean. Some folks like they clean nails with bleach and shit. I'm like, well,
Oh.
damn, what's the point of eating them? You got to do
Don't know how
all
people
that,
do it.
bro.
I don't know how people do it. I can't
Bro,
do
that's what they
bleach.
like a cap full
Yeah.
of bleach or whatever the
No.
fuck. I don't know. Look, I'm just telling you what the people
They
be telling
sanitize
me.
their chitlins. They
I'm
chitlins
like, bro, you got
sanitize.
to do all of that, to, bro. You might not want to eat them.
You gotta
Yeah, I'm
sanitize
sorry.
your chicken.
So
That's
yeah.
what you put. That's what you put in water to sanitize dishes. You put like some, you know, just a little bit of bleach in it. So you sanitize your chicken. Gosh.
I don't know about it.
No,
Like
it's
that,
happening.
I'd rather be a vegetarian before I eat some chitlin. I'm sorry.
Ooh, me too, Mary
What
dear. I agree with you on
you
that because
doing?
they.
Damn.
Growing up, my grandma used to love to cook them and eat them. I don't even know who was eating them because not too many people in my family eat them. But boy, I was good. I don't want any. I don't want to try none. I don't want none. They were funky when she was cleaning them. They were funky when she was making them. Anything that smelled that bad, I don't want no parts of it. It
I'm
can't be
good.
good.
I'm good on all that,
I'm good on all
bruh.
of it too. You can miss me with the bull. But there's certain things that you can get in the South. You can't get like in certain places up north or northeast. There are plenty of things I was looking for in Boston I could not find. And I was like, oh, I don't know where else to go.
Man,
Or
I was
stuff that
just.
my grandma would call it and then nobody else call it that. So I really didn't know what it was, like how to find it. Like,
What does DC, what do they specialize in? Since the South is barbecue, what does DC
Mambo.
kind of?
Mambo
Mambo
sauce.
sauce.
What the hell is
It's a sauce that normally they put on wings, like wingettes. It's like a wing sauce. They, I mean, you
that?
put
You
it on
said it.
more than wings, but
I
that's
mean,
what
is it like
DC is
spicy
known
or
for.
something? Or?
Yeah, it's a little spicy.
Is it
You
sweet?
know, I don't know what the official one is supposed to be because it's supposed to be like
Okay.
a cross between like barbecue sauce and kind of hot sauce.
Oh, shit,
But
that sound
like,
like a wing flavor down here.
yeah, I mean, I guess it would be a wing flavor if it was down at Mamba.
That's the other thing. Like,
Oh,
I want.
wing. Oh, yeah. Memphis. Now, I have brought some crumpies back. Shout out to crumpies. I have bring some crumpies back. We didn't brought wings back. I know one was crumpies. I don't know what Michael used to get. But
Now,
yeah.
West Coast has some decent wings in Chatham.
Who?
Texaco.
Texaco, yes, Texaco had good chicken. And
Barry
that's the
here,
thing.
you froze. I guess we're
Nobody
gonna
eats,
come.
nobody would go get chicken from a gas station. Oh, I take that back. There is gas station chicken up here. It's Royal Farms. That's supposed to be the good gas
Hey,
station chicken.
that
It
Texaco used to be jumping though.
is.
For real.
That joint was clutch. It
It was
still
about
went
more
better
joint
than
than gas.
Dodge's.
I don't
Still
want to
went
say it might
better
have been
than
a mini
Dodge's.
Freaknik, but that joint
A
used to be live.
What, a mini
mini
Freaknik in
freak?
Texaco?
No, I'm just cracking jokes.
I don't
But
know.
it do
He is for real.
it used to be a lot of people out there. You know?
After the
I'm like,
party,
hold
because it was the
on,
only thing
bro.
open.
I don't remember this Texaco. Hold up.
Me either. It
I
wasn't jumping
do
like
remember
that when
that
I was
chicken though.
there.
Very
It
here.
wasn't jumping,
but it used to be a lot of people up there though. You
Yeah.
know, they used to be the spot where, you know, you can get your drink, huh?
You
Your
get your
drink?
drink from a Texaco?
Yeah, you'd be able to get your drinks at the test counter.
Not
We'll leave
drinks?
it at that. Your drinks.
Oh,
Your
okay.
beer and stuff.
Had no idea.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Thank you, Bridget.
What's
But
understood don't need to be said. I got you. But
right there in North
yeah, man.
Chattanooga, across the bridge, North Chattanooga. Forgot the name of
Woo.
that liquor store over there in North Chattanooga.
But Mia, then you wanted to talk about something, you put it in the group chat.
I did. So I sent you guys this post that I saw on Facebook. I don't have my phone, but I can basically give you like the gist of the post. So someone had posted a picture of this woman and it said recently single. And so what had happened was that this guy apparently she had been dating proposed to her, but instead of giving her a ring, he pays off her debt, which was like $70,000. 70, 70, not seven, $70,000 worth of debt he pays off. And he proposes to her and he says, could this be in lieu of a ring, me paying your debt off? And we'll just get a ring later. And she says no to his proposal. She says, thank you. Thank you for paying off my debt, but I require a ring before we get engaged. What are your thoughts? Would you, how would you feel if you're either the woman that's being proposed to, someone pays your debt off, or the guy that's proposing? How would you feel about that? About her answer?
Well, it ain't gonna work. That's a red flag right there.
On both ends.
That's a red flag right there for me. If I didn't pay 70 grand off, you mean to tell me you can't say I do or I, you can't say yes? You still can get a ring later.
Wow. Interesting.
I mean, that's just me though. But that was kind of weird, what I was. I mean, first of all, I ain't paying 70 grand off if I ain't married to
Most people wouldn't, right? That would be something that most people wouldn't do.
That would be my red flag.
I
Your
mean,
red
you know,
flag
I'm
for
like,
him? Because he was
hey.
willing to pay that much money off for a girl that was his girlfriend?
Yeah, we ain't
Yeah.
talked about it.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot.
Thank you. I really didn't. Okay, if it happened the way you're saying it happened, because we don't know the ins and outs, I'm assuming because I don't know. Did they talk about him paying off the debt in lieu of, or was this something that he just thought of on his own?
That's an
Well,
interesting question.
I think we just ought to put our con we just need to put our conditions on it. Like, this is how it went. So how it, you because I'm pretty sure we ain't gonna get them type of detail. But if they had a conversation previous, prior to him,
I
paying it
can't.
off, 70,000, that's a lot. I'm sorry.
I
For
can't.
somebody
I can't.
for somebody that ain't forever.
You can't separate it, bougie.
No, I can't. I can't. I can't ignore that. But because it just seems odd to me.
Well, and I
But
don't know how much he
let's
was
say
going to
they
spend on
did
that
have
ring.
a conversation.
Okay, let's say they did.
Still a red flag.
Then still a red, yeah.
Hey, you know what? This bring up. Hey, this.
No,
Hey, you know
no,
what?
I'll
I
just
love that
play a
we
bit.
talking about this. I love that we talk about this because I have a friend, like, actually, I got multiple friends. So, let's say this was a kind gesture that the guy did. So he reached, I mean, say he reached, or we would say he well off.
I
And
say
he
well off.
decided he wanted to do bless this person and pay off that, off that debt for her. I have some friends or associates, whatever you want to call them, that'll be like, I can't be with that man because he's a pushover. He's too easy for him to do something like that.
Don't think that.
He a pushover. And don't nobody want a man that's a pushover. That's too nice that'll do something like this. That'll be a red flag for a lot of people. Like, I don't want no man that'll
If he do that for me, he'll do that for everybody.
I mean, is
Hey,
that how
you
you
really
really
think
think, though?
that
Is that how you really think, though, Bridget?
though? No, I'm just no, that ain't how I really think. I'm just putting Like, why would the women think he a pushover?
Gotcha, bro.
Yeah, why would they think he a pushover?
But seriously, I have heard some
Who
women say stuff like that. Like, he's too
would?
nice. He's too generous. You know, too forthcoming with his money, or you know, something like that in that nature. And just like, I'm like, okay, but you took it though. You
Right.
know.
Or could that not be that he trusts, he's giving to the people that he loves, and you just don't know how to receive that? Who would be
That
then?
too. I feel now. I feel you on that,
That's a
but
red flag for him.
that should be a red flag for
right?
him, right? Like, especially if you are in a relationship and you guys know
Like,
each other. You
damn.
know I'm a giving person. And if I'm willing to give to you because we're with each other, and this is me just sharing what I have, and you like, oh my gosh, you too giving. Okay, well then clearly you're not the person for
Yeah.
me.
But I ain't gonna say give me, but they gonna say he too nice. He
But
too nice. And which
he
is
nice
crazy to
because
me.
he
I'm like,
gay
man, you be man,
freely.
it look, I'd be shocked by it. I'd be like, I don't understand. I mean, if you are in financial need or assistance or something and the man wanna help you, what's the problem? But they like whatever reason, it bothered him. For whatever reason, they equivalent they equal that to being a pushover or something, being too nice.
Well, there
I
were
just feel
some.
like some women just feel. I feel like some women just need a little drama in their life. I'm glad I said some women because
Right,
hey, don't put me.
some
Some dudes do
people, too. People in
some
general. I was
people
gonna say,
in
it's some guys that
general
want
need
drama too.
I mean, do they really?
They
Yeah.
do.
Really?
Really. You said if they acting like you're shocked.
It's just like, yeah,
Yes.
damn, nigga, we trying to tell you. It ain't just a woman thing, it's a people thing.
Is
Like,
definitely a people thing.
niggas do the same thing.
You'd be like, what? And you said,
Just like, for real.
you like, you said, well, yup. A little mine. There you go.
People love to miss.
People love the mess.
okay. People
Kid belong on a t-shirt.
love
People love the mess.
to miss. Like, be for real. Like, it's a gender neutral thing.
Gender free.
I was shocked to learn it too, very here, but yes, there's drama people everywhere. I was
Like,
like, what?
the fuck, man? Damn.
We about this.
No, man, people love to miss.
Else.
People love to miss. But there were commentary in the co there were some statements in the comments that were like, one person said, clearly he knows the type of person she is, and he knew that she would require a ring. So, for him to come at her without a ring doesn't make sense. Like, somebody said that. And they were just like, well, at least she was grateful. And I was like, well, I don't know if she's really grateful because she just decided she didn't. She thanked him for the money. I think that was what they were talking about, because she thanked him for him paying the bills off or the debt off. She was gracious.
I feel,
But
can
I
I
think,
put
wait, look.
another spin on it? I
I'm
feel
gonna spin
like
on it.
if you pay this debt off for me, I feel like I'm now indebted to you to do
Yes.
whatever.
I heard
Like,
that a lot too.
wait a
Conditions.
minute, like, just because
But
you did that, I didn't ask you to do that, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
but I mean, I hear that a lot too. Like, but are you really indebted, or is it just your own subconscious bothering you?
Could be.
That's a good point. Could be.
Because
Could be. It could be my own, but don't expect me to then do that for you. Like, okay, now I paid off your debt. Now I expect you to marry me now, bitch.
Well, and that's a good point. So I didn't think about whether or not they had had the conversation about getting married. I assumed they had had the conversation about getting married at some point. And so, you know, he
I
had
guess
an
they
idea.
didn't talk about what that looks like.
Right. And and the way the information read, it made it seem like, which you can infer that they had talked about it, but he was trying to get, he wanted to pay the debt off versus, you know, and having her have clean debt versus buying a ring and going maybe into more debt. I don't know.
Going into more debt. I mean, he was looking at the bigger picture.
The bigger picture, right? So,
I'm gonna tell
I
you this.
mean, that could have
I
been
feel
one
like
thing.
this. I feel this. I feel like this. Clearly, if you're paying $70,000 off in debt, you have money or you had money to buy a ring. Because if she had $70,000 in debt and he didn't have but $70,000, he could have paid $68,000 and put 2 grand on the ring. I feel like it low key be a test just to see, like, you know what I'm saying, how you.
How
You know, how you
you
respond, you know, to it. Because I mean, I'm like I said, if I'm
why are you
paying 70
testing me?
grand,
Yeah, what are you
bro, but
testing for?
if I'm paying 70 grand in debt, you don't think I have enough to get a ring? Or I had enough to get a
Okay.
ring, you
Yeah.
know?
Okay. That's a good point. I
right, well,
mean,
go
go buy me a ring then, nigga.
but
Like
like I
you.
said, I feel like it's how you respond to it. Like, ah, baby, you know, that's sweet, you know, and all that, but I do require a ring, you know. Don't come out being demanding about it, like, nah, baby, you're gonna have to cook. You know, it depends on how you say it. You could be saying the same thing, but your tone is a bit, you know, is a big difference.
I
You
can't
can't just
say
come
go
out.
buy. Okay, then that's cool. Go buy a ring then, nigga.
It don't matter. That nigga on the end just don't make it nice at all. Well, I
Well,
think my thing is I would have thought about, okay, we could have talked about the payment of the debt. Because what if I get a job that's going to pay off all my debt? Then you would have wasted $70,000 paying it off for me. Like, I feel like that could
out
have
to
been a
Joe
question.
Biden. Not for real. That's
Right? I mean,
a
not
real
for real.
hypothetical. That's a deep hypothetical right there.
No, it's not. She could have been going to medical school. And a lot of times when you get a job working as a physician, they will have debt loan repayments because of the type of job you got. So it's not unrealistic,
Okay.
even
Okay,
outside
well,
of
debt
a Joe
loan pay.
Biden
Okay.
world. Like it's
Yeah.
certain companies will pay for it.
Yeah, Glow. Because you said Joe Biden had me think about her.
They're
Wow.
going to the White
But
House.
Joe Biden, her on CNN. At the end of the day, she's like, the day got in.
I don't remember the quote, but I was just
I think
like,
that was it. But anyway,
but
carry on. 70,000. I'm sorry, I got way off track, but that's how my mind works sometimes.
yeah, like, you know, some of those posts, like, they spark conversation, but they annoy me
Got something I
just.
want to talk about.
I was talking.
My
You
bad.
go ahead.
My bad. Now go ahead,
You
finish up.
got
Finish
excited.
up.
Finch.
No, it
You
ain't nothing.
did.
I was just listening to the Breakfast Club the other day, and they was talking about how the woman tricked her, was it her husband? A lie to her husband about closing on the property, the house, and she broke in and they moved in, and the house was on the market. Y'all ain't hear about that?
No, I don't
I'm not
understand what
following.
happened.
The woman told her husband, I think it's her husband, that either
Okay,
her husband
told
or her
somebody.
boyfriend, she told him that she closed on the house, but she lied. She had faked the paperwork and stuff. She broke into the house and took the key out the you know how they be locking the keys up in the little thing?
Yeah, in a lockbox.
Oh,
Yeah, in the
she broke into
lockbox.
a house that
She
was
broke
not.
into the house and got the keys out the lockbox and then convinced her husband or boyfriend that they had the house, and they moved into the house with a stolen rental truck. And one of the, I guess the people that represent the house, the real estate agent or whatever, I guess was just so happened to be driving by and saw this U-Haul parked in the
In
driveway.
the house.
Yeah, so they called the police.
And she kept him completely in the dark on it. He had no idea that the house was not really theirs. And he had no idea that she got the rental truck or she got the truck with a bad chick.
So his name wasn't on the house then.
No, neither one of their
No.
names was on the house.
No, I'm just saying, right? So I guess the thing is, were they buying a house together? Because if he
Nah,
was,
she bought
okay.
it. Apparently, she said she
He was
had
buying
clothes
it.
on it.
Right.
So they both got charged. For being in she well, she got a lot of charges on her, but he didn't get as many as her. But I'm like, that's crazy. How you gonna lie to the man and tell him that you didn't close on the house and y'all move in the house, knowing the house for sale? Like the
And
real
now he
estate
gotta go
agent
to
ain't gonna never
jail.
come back.
Now he gotta go to jail because he just went with her to move in the house. He had no idea this was
Well,
happening.
I guess it's for a judge to prove,
No,
I mean, to
he.
decide
I'm
that.
snitching. Whatever. I'm clean. Look, I knew nothing about this, Joanna.
You went straight to none of his name is on nothing, right?
My name is not on anything. She told me all this was legit. You're not gonna see any checks from me. No, all I know is she told me we had a house, and I believed her. These are the paperwork she gave me on your honor. I'm like, I'm not going to jail because you chose to lie to me and move me into a house. I have no idea where it came from.
Period.
That's one. Yeah, period. We
And then they
first off, we
say,
done. Let's get that out the way. We not
like,
together.
I'm just like, this nigga believed all of this, and this bitch just went, she done went all the way rogue. Like, what's going on with this relationship?
But that's
Where's
crazy.
that young love?
What is
That's crazy,
happening to
though.
people?
Oh
That's
my really
God.
insane, though, because I'm like, you know these folk gonna come by like you do like a house visit or something. I mean, how long did you
Apparently, she didn't give a fuck about none of
really?
that.
She did
And
not. She
I'm
did not.
like tripping because I'm like, I'm like, I'm pissed. If I'm here, I'm super pissed. You had me move, pack all this shit up.
And for that to happen though, like I wonder what the time frame was from the time that she told him to the time that they moved in.
First of all, the fact that I had to have you repeat this story twice. I'm sorry you had to do that. Because you could have stopped a long time ago. Because what the fuck? Whatever is
Man,
happening
that's
in
not good for
between
me.
their relationship, I don't
It's
give a fuck
over.
about.
It's
It's
over.
over.
It's
It's over for me. See, that's why God bless everyone that watched their recitessa shit. Y'all watched recitessa, Risa Teeth?
Professor
Oh, my, see,
Tessa?
I'm so glad you have
What is
not
that?
heard.
What
I'm so
is
glad you have not hurt your virgin ears. I'm not even finna get into it.
that?
I'm
You're not
not
gonna
gonna taint you. Go find out for yourself.
You had to,
Cause
oh, you had
baby,
to.
I didn't watch none of it. But just know Ressa Tessa is now famous in doing shit for Netflix and all kind of
Oh,
shit.
goodness.
Nigga, look, it worked out for her in the long
Worked
run,
out for
but
Nessa Tessa.
baby. I would have told Barry Hill, you could have spared me that shit, cause I stopped giving a fuck a long time ago. Cause I'm just like, what the fuck? All kind of flags went off for me. I done been too paid for too much goddamn counseling to hear this.
To hear somebody else's BS,
Girl. Come on now, like
this is crazy.
damn, that's
This is real crazy.
crazy. That's all I got to say. That's crazy. I'm sorry for everybody involved, and I'm with Mia. You better tell, nigga. You better get to singing like a goddamn canary. I ain't know
Yana.
none of this shit, Yana. This the
Not
shit
on
she
me.
showed me.
It's about her. I'm pissed because if we were in a relationship and you let me get arrested for something you
Man,
did,
what for some shit
oh
I don't know none
no,
about?
I ain't know anything about it. You could have said it when they were right. You could have been like, he had nothing to do with it. It's all
Well,
he not.
they said eventually she came clean though, and just
Girl,
felt
that's
her
some
guts
wild
about it
ass
all.
shit.
But the fact that you even put me in that type of predicament though, that's crazy. I mean, it's like real
That's
crazy.
you don't give a fuck about nobody. You don't give a fuck. You ain't even thinking about consequence. See how we had thought about consequence? Like Barry, you just said, did
You
you not
the cushion.
think that somebody was not gonna come by this house? Be like, bitch, what the fuck
The
you
kicker
doing?
though,
You are squatting.
but the kicker part to that is they said he was grammatically incorrect, like in the contract paperwork. She was
Lord
like
have
using
mercy.
almost kind of like Ebonic. It
All
was
kind of red
crazy.
flags in there. To think you was gonna get away with that is crazy. That's crazy.
Real crazy.
She just showed the police the contract, and then
You
they
done
looked at
tried
it.
to
They was
do it.
like, "You
Damn,
know how
like
you?"
you ain't, I know you not a bad criminal, girl.
Man, Charlamagne the God had me dying there when he was talking about this.
Not a good one. I mean, you're not a bad criminal. You're not a good criminal. That's what I mean. Like, give me some people that done got away with some shit. But girl, that's crazy. Lord, have mercy. Nah, Bear here. We ain't heard none of that. I don't listen to Breakfast Club. Shout out to Charlamagne and whatever.
I got one more thing I want. I'm curious what you how you feel about it, Bridget. Well, both of y'all, because man, it got kind of heated at work. So you know, the little University of Memphis thing with Kyle Rittenberg.
Oh,
Am I
okay, yeah.
saying his name right? Rittenberg. Yeah,
Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse. Yeah, my bad. So I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I hadn't heard about it. Like I guess this happened during COVID, and so I was like, "What was all the fuss going on at the University of Memphis?" So I had to Google it and found out, like you know, what had happened. And so I was just curious, like, what was all the ruckus about? And
What happened?
so the Kyle Rittenhouse guy, he brought an assault rifle to a Black Lives Matter protest in, was it in Carolina? I
Minnesota.
can't remember exactly where it was.
It
Somewhere
was up north.
I can't remember exactly where it was. So the crazy thing about this is somebody had interviewed, now this, keep in mind he was 17 years old at the time. He's 17-year-old white guy with an assault rifle at a Black Lives Matter rally. I ain't gonna rally. I ain't gonna say protest rally. So somebody interviewed the guy, and he was like, "Well, you know, I'm here like basically, you know, to provide. I took it like EMS support. Like if it was to go
Did you
bad
leave
and
out the
people,
part where he shot people at the Black Lives Matter?
I'm gonna get to that
Okay.
though. So yeah, so but
That's a
they
good point.
interviewed him,
You should
huh?
just keep going.
Well,
I'm sorry. I thought she was gonna go in
fast
front a
forward.
lot. Okay.
Yeah, I am going to chronological order. Somebody interviewed him before all this stuff went down. And they were saying that, you know, he was there for EMS support. Like if something were to go down, you know, he would be actually go in the line of fire or whatever. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, pull people out, try to help people. Overwatch, like military. You know, he walking around with his gloves on, his little EMS duffel bag, you know, around it, and his assault rifle. Anyway, so something went down between him and another individual, and all you can see is the dude was talking about, man, so what, you gonna shoot me? You gonna shoot me? Fast forward, I guess the guy he had somewhere else, and next thing you know, the dude tried to throw something at him and missed, and then he tried to take his gun, and Kyle Rittenhouse shot the dude. So then that's when it all really, really went left. You could hear somebody saying, "Get him." You know, he shot dude. He killed, I don't know what he said, he killed dude, he shot dude. Now everybody didn't know exactly what went down. They just know he shot somebody. This white boy shot somebody with a. And actually before that, he stayed by the body after he shot the dude. He had called somebody. He stayed, you know, stayed by the individual he had shot. But when they said, "Get him," You know, he shot somebody. Everybody started coming for him, so he left. He started running. And so you can see on the video where a guy tried to hit him with something, threw something at him, and he kind of invaded him. He kept running. He eventually failed. He
okay,
failed,
wait,
and
wait, go back a little bit,
everybody
because
started ganging up on him, and
we're
another
here.
guy pulled up on him with a gun. Wait. Yeah, hello? Hello?
You might
Can you hear
want
me?
to go. Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me now? I'm sorry, I was in a dead spot or something. What
Okay.
part did y'all lose? What part did you lose here?
Man, I'm trying to remember.
But anyway, long story short, the dude, found that he ended up in a court of law. He found they said that he was not guilty, of killing those people because he did it in self-defense. So, you know, a few people at work got a little upset with me. I was like, well, I mean, the dude actually has a right to defend himself. Yeah, he was wrong for coming to the rally with a assault rifle, but
So time out, time out. So is that all that you read about him?
yeah, that's all I read. So when I after I had the little debate with them, because they came into it with like they were pissed. They was like, well, if it was a black person, I was like, I hear what you're saying on that end. I was like, but strictly from a legal standpoint, the dude was justified in defending himself. But it's like, but come on, man, you bring a assault rifle too. I hear what you're saying. I was like, but on the flip side too, a lot of time, I'm not gonna say a lot of time, when people have rallies and protests, sometimes they go left, and innocent people end up getting hurt and stuff. So
So all you have read about him is his right to defend himself after killing three people. I mean, killing two people. Was it two? He shot three people and killed two people. Okay. So
So,
you haven't read about.
when I went back, so when I looked at the interview, not the interview, when I looked at when he was at the University of Memphis, I saw the videos again. Apparently, there must have been something else that he must have said. I don't know if he was on social media. Did he say some racial slurs or something?
I mean, he's been in support of Trump, and after that, it's been fuck him ever since for me. He has no
Oh, see,
remorse
I
for what he,
see.
yeah,
He has no remorse for what he did.
pretty much.
Okay, so I don't
Wait,
know.
okay, so pause, right? So other than the support Trump, you're saying he was a Trump supporter, plus when they interviewed him about the shooting, he had no remorse.
I'm trying to figure out why the man went on
Guess
a
that's the
tour anyway.
question.
That's weird that he would go on a tour anyway for that. That's kind of, is that why he's going on tour? Is he going on tour because he's supporting Trump, or is he
Wait, he's
going on
going on
tour?
tour?
So that's why
Okay,
he's on tour, because he's
so
supporting Trump.
you got to fill me all the way in. So do you know who he is,
I have no
man?
idea who he is. No.
You ain't never heard of Kyle Rittenhouse either?
No, unless I know about his story, but not his name, right? I may have
See,
known
I'm
heard the
gonna be
story,
honest.
but I don't know the
I
part about
didn't
him
know.
traveling with him.
Yeah, so he's a Trump supporter, and he also goes on tour. He's on a college tour, and well, I don't want to say he's on a college tour, but he was invited by the University of Memphis to do like to speak to the students.
On behalf of
Interesting.
Trump, though.
About what, though?
Yeah,
Was he
on
in?
behalf of Trump,
Okay.
essentially.
Okay, I'm sorry. So the University of Memphis invited him to speak to the
Dude,
students of the
the
University of
garage.
Memphis as a Trump supporter.
Correct.
Did they do this for all candidates? Like, or is this something new? Okay.
I'm not sure, but probably I haven't heard of
Okay.
anything. I'm not gonna infer.
And
Okay.
see, that's news to me. See, I didn't know that he was out there speaking, I guess, on Trump's behalf. I didn't know that part.
I mean,
Maybe so
essentially,
that's
do you
why.
believe he has some of the same beliefs that Trump supporters do believe? So, when he was invited, he was invite only. So the people in protest, a lot of the student, the Black Student Association, reserved those tickets and not show up. And some of
Now
them
it's
did.
making sense. Okay,
Okay.
now it's
Some of
making
them
sense.
did show up and they were in protest of what he believed. And when he was challenged on it, he left.
Right. He was only there 30 minutes.
Yeah. And they went in, they were also protesting before he came, So yeah. So this essentially what happened.
See, I didn't get all of it. 'Cause see, I got so caught up in the whole story once I found out that he had killed some people at a rally. I didn't really get back to the other part of it. 'Cause I was like, why are they going ballistic at the University of Memphis? They had to escort the man out, and it was crazy. They said it was like hundreds of people outside and only like 30 people on the inside. And they were questioning him about, I don't know. Like I said, I went back later. It was some racial stuff people were saying, and then they were saying, okay, so you're not like you're not answering the question or something. And then he just got, I guess he got mad and he left or something. But wow. I
I
didn't
mean, they
realize he was a
were.
Trump. I didn't know he was a Trump supporter like that. I didn't know that part. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I
So he
should have
has.
known you was gonna know.
Well, I mean, you could have did a Wikipedia search on that man and found out a third of what. You didn't even have to, like, it was some key words. Maybe, like, I'm deep in it and you just kind of, like, grasped
Learning
it.
about it,
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, it was funny how the whole circle went around. Like, Mia didn't know who he was either. And you just found out who he was, like,
I didn't know. Like I said, because I think if I'm not mistaken, they said it happened in 2020, like when it, the pandemic had
he
hit,
was young.
and
But essentially
I didn't
he
know
has
anything
no
about it.
remorse for what he's done.
But the University of Memphis
But
just hired him recently for him to go speak, right? It wasn't
yeah,
like,
this happened within a week. This happened like last week sometime. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So this is, I guess, where some of my coworkers was mad at me about. So, like I told them though, but I mean, when I okay,
Why are
I
you
looked
at
up
a
the
black
video.
rat? Why are you at a Black Lives Matter protest with a fucking rifle, dude?
One, that
Okay,
part.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel. Look, I feel it. But like I was telling somebody a while back, think about what happened with the Rodney King verdict and everything, and how them folks were snatching people
Stop.
out their
Full
cars.
stop. Full
Why?
stop.
Why?
Full stop.
Okay, what?
Your son is now 17.
Right.
He goes to, well, he goes to any protest, walking down the street with a damn rifle. And you don't know about it. And essentially shoots three people, killing two. What would you think?
I mean, what you mean? What would I think?
What I putting your son in Kyle Rittenhouse shoes?
He should
If
have
it's
never
too
brought that
deep of a
rifle.
question,
No, it
what
ain't
you
that deep.
want?
No. Like I said, he shouldn't have brought the rifle. But he brought the rifle. This is what I'm saying. Like,
He brought the
okay, let
rifle.
me. This okay, let me say this. Let me say this. So we went back and forth with this at work. So the question I eventually ended up asking him, I was like, okay, so
Will you extend
if
him
he
the
didn't,
same grace?
now hold on, hold on. This is what I asked him. So if he hadn't have brought the rifle, if he had just brought a handheld concealed gun, how would you have felt about it then? And they, what'd they say?
Same
They
thing,
said,
same way.
they said, they said, hey, what did they say? I can't remember because it ended up being a heated situation. Because I felt like, I feel like this, like, and some, I feel like anybody has the right to protect themselves. Now, it, I mean, what they say, I can't remember because you wouldn't have known he had it. He wouldn't, if it was a concealed gun, a handheld gun, you wouldn't have known he had it. But it, I feel like he would have been okay because he was protecting him, you know, just in case something were to pop off, he had something on him to protect himself. But by you having a gun, an assault rifle, that's a very visual thing where people, you know what I'm saying, gonna feel some type of way. You know, nobody would have known you probably would have had the handheld gun on you because, you know, you were concealing it, you know. And if something happened to pop off, then hey. But by the fact that he had a rifle, people were feeling some type of way. And it's just unfortunately that it jumped off the way that, but the thing, the crazy thing is the first person that got killed wasn't even a black person though. The person wasn't even black. So people were just going off about it. And I was like, I hear what you're saying, but when stuff do go left, and that man had a assault rifle, he probably he needed that gun. When the stuff went off the way it did, he needed that gun. It's unfortunate that it went off the way it went down the way it did. Like I said, I'm coming at it from a different angle because the person, the video that I watched, dude broke the whole video down. I mean, from a legal and gun carrying standpoint, he broke it down that way. I mean, he said, I mean, he broke it down like when he was fleeing at that point, he was not the aggressor. The people that were coming after him were the aggressors. And they, and I hate to say it, they deserve to get shot. They hit this man with a skateboard. This man was on his back on the ground, a skateboard. Folks were coming after him left and right. And he had a right at that point to defend himself. Yes, he probably did agitate a lot of people by bringing an assault rifle to a rally. But that don't mean you have to engage that man and do whatever it is that you did. And all them people that went after him didn't, they didn't have all the context, like why he ended up shooting that first person. They just heard somebody, he shot him, get him. And everybody just ran after that man and started doing what they did. And folks was mad at me at work. And I'm like, I'm just coming from a legal standpoint. That man had a right to defend himself. Now, him being a Trump supporter and all that and not feeling remorse, I mean, do, and I guess it's how you ask the question. Do you have remorse for taking life? The answer should be yes, I have remorse for taking life. But in the same situation again, 9 times out of 10, I'm probably gonna shoot my gun because they were trying to hurt that man. They hit him with a skateboard. They were trying to hurt him. Dude tried to take his gun. Like somebody said, at that point, you don't know if that man had took his gun, you don't know what that man would have done. He might have took that gun and used it on him.
This was a bystander of the rally that was trying to take this guy's gun, or
I
was
don't
it like
know.
a cop, or like who was trying to do this
No,
taking the gun?
it was somebody, it was just some guy at the thing. Like I
Who was
said,
trying
we
to take
don't
the
know.
gun?
We don't know what made that situation pop off. They have video footage of him, of the guy that he shot, being kind of aggressive. Like, so what you gonna shoot me? You gonna shoot me? That's what he was saying. They got video footage of him saying it. Now the cow dude left for whatever reason. That dude that was saying, so what you gonna shoot me? He followed him, and I think they say he was in the corner or something. And they had words or something. We don't know. We don't have video footage of it. They're saying that it, something went down. The dude tried to throw something at him or something, and then the dude tried to take his gun. So the dude shot him, and then after he shot him, he stayed by his body and he called it in. But at that point, somebody was like, he was like, get him. He shot that dude. And everybody just started coming after him, not knowing that the dude tried to take his gun, that the dude tried to hit him with something They don't know all that. They just start going after him because they're at a rally, and it instantly went. It just went real left.
So.
And like I said, dude, and like I said, the dude was breaking it down. He's like, the cow was running. He was fleeing the scene. He was trying to defuse the situation. The people kept following him. They were throwing stuff at him. He ended up slipping and falling. And then dude hit him with a skateboard. Pow, he shot the dude with the skateboard. Another dude came up on him and he had a gun. He pointed his gun at him. And for whatever reason, he hesitated and Cal shot him. And I think Cal, I don't know if he killed him. I think he shot like three, like you said, he shot three people. I think two of them died. I can't tell you for sure which ones died, but
Wow.
the he went to court and he ended up being not guilty, found not guilty for shooting those folks. Now he might have been found guilty for being 17, having an assault rifle at a rally, and then he was out past curfew. But I mean, it was a guy, it was a black guy. He actually broke the whole thing down. And he was like, should Cal probably have stayed at home that day? Yeah, he probably should have. He was 30 minutes away from the rally. And the other guy was the guy that had the gun that he shot was like 45 minutes away from where the rally was. And then, the argument was, why would you come? He's like, why would you come all the way over there? And I was like, okay, well, let's break this down then. Okay, back in the day, people were coming from all over the country to go support Dr. King. So are you saying that they shouldn't have come? You know what I'm saying? Should them folks not have come to Birmingham? You know what I'm saying? To help them? I mean, you can't say who can come and cannot come to rallies and do, they interviewed that dude. That dude said he was there for like, he didn't say EMS, but that's what it sounded like. He was there just in case something did go bad. He wanted to be there to help. And you know how we got people that want to be like cops and trigger happy. They want to be the first people. I want to say trigger happy. Want to be first on the scene. There's some people that like to, they live for that kind of adrenaline rush and stuff. I don't think that boy really wanted stuff to go the way it did. It's unfortunate it did go that way. But I can't really speak on the Trump stuff. I didn't realize he was a Trump supporter. But it got real heated at work, though. Come on, man. He brought a doggone assault rifle. I was like, I hear what you're saying. But that don't mean you got to engage that man. If he has a right, I don't know if he legally he had a right to have that gun on him. Because somebody, the guy that was talking about it was saying that there are some exceptions to being 17 and maybe having a gun, like hunting and stuff like that, like I don't want to say a license, like certificates and stuff. I don't know the gun laws and stuff like that. And then it was like, if it's a certain barrel, if it's long as it's not a short barrel shotgun or something, it's all these different technicalities too. Like I told them, I don't know. I was like, just going off the video that I watched, dude broke it down really well. And that man had a legal right to defend himself. Them folks was coming for his head, and he shot their ass. And if it was me, I would have shot their ass too. That's just me. But yeah, I probably shouldn't have brought a assault rifle to a rally. I mean, the optics on there is not a good look. You know what I'm saying?
We at square one once
We at
again.
square one. You didn't have the cold conversation with yourself for
But
like the last minute.
nah, they were just so upset about it. And I was like, man, y'all really coming from a real. I like, I'm just coming at it from a legal standpoint. The dude had a right to defend himself. They was coming at it. Well, he was coming down there to start trouble. Because he brought that gun. I mean,
Hey,
when I looked at that interview, when I looked at that interview, nothing in
I'm
that
with
interview
you.
showed me, huh? You with them? I mean, that's your right to be. I'm not gonna knock you for that. I'm just going out what I from what I saw in the interview that the dude did. It didn't sound like he was coming over there to be, just doing all this.
The optics on him have not been great. I'll just wrap it up this way. Have not
But
been
I'll say this
great.
too. He was not the
Barry
only
Hill, you've
person
been
there with an
talking for the
assault rifle.
last 10 minutes by
I'm through,
yourself.
but he was not the only person with an assault rifle though. He was not the only person down there with an assault rifle.
Okay. And
And
yeah,
I'm
stop.
done.
Okay. The optics on him have not been great. And for him to be invited to the University of Memphis, on the optics on him not being great says a lot about what the university stands for. That shit is fucking disappointing. As an alumnus, shout out to the Black Student Association for standing on fucking business and all the rest of those students that were out there protesting. And fuck that man forever for me. And that's on period.
I mean, like I said, I'm not knocking that aspect of it. Like I said, I was just on. Like I said, I didn't
But
realize it was
this
that deep.
self-defense shit, all this other shit, nah, bro.
Like I said, I didn't
That's
realize
it.
it was that deep. I didn't know he was a Trump supporter and all that, and he was not having like any type of remorse. Like I said,
Well,
lost a life.
now
That was
you know.
anybody.
Now that you have been informed, you can do more research on them because you watched the whole fucking video. Break it down that
I
whole
didn't.
shit.
He did.
And
I
I'm
didn't see
just
the
like,
video.
the Wikipedia page is right there. You could have read that shit just like that and got everything I just said.
But so the only thing I will say is that I haven't. This is like all of these things that we're talking about in news to me, right? It's unfortunate that the University of Memphis made this move to invite this person. If they invite people all the time to represent presidential candidates or political candidates, then okay, they just probably chose a bad person. I don't know any school that normally does this. This is the first time I've ever heard the University of Memphis invites people who have a political stance one way or another to speak about their political stance during an election year. Maybe they do it all the time. I don't know. I think I don't I would like to say, you know, that this person didn't have a real intent. However, some of the things that were described make it seem like, you know, he had plans that something was going to happen at this rally. I understand people have the right to carry guns and whatnot, but sometimes you don't have to bring it just because you got the right to do it. That don't mean you have to do it. And my last thing is probably gonna be real controversial. You know, I appreciate that we live in a country where we can have freedom of picking our own political candidate. There are a lot of people that support Trump. Everybody ain't gun-toting and everybody ain't going out killing people. Not to say I'm not talking about any political people, any of us on this particular platform, but there are people that support both sides. And so you know, sometimes it gets down to also the people that we have and not just the candidacy that of the people that they represent. And we got to figure out a better way to do this because us shooting each other and people carrying guns and being, you know, coming to a rally that's supposed to be peaceful and creating unrest doesn't make sense in anybody's eyes. I don't care who it is. But I guess I have to read more on it too because I haven't heard much about it.
I get what you're saying. And honestly, like I said, I don't know what made it pop. It might have popped off like dude might have got aggressive with him because he did bring the assault rifle, you know, to the rally.
These were
I
already
don't know.
high
They didn't really say
in.
what why they, huh?
I
You said what?
mean, the everything was like 2020 was just a fucking crazy year. And year after that, it just really has not been the same. But yeah, I mean that none of that or what you said of like attacking a guy with a damn gun is stupid as hell to me. Like you're asking for trouble. That's really, to me, that's stupid. But when you're thinking like that, you're just not thinking thoroughly. Like you're just going on adrenaline. Just like, what the fuck you do? You ain't really thinking things
And
all the way
emotion,
through. Yeah, you high on emotion. So
you made a great point though, Mia. Like, I feel like if you're gonna like if the school was gonna let people, and it shouldn't be just Trump, like if for Biden, whoever, they definitely could have had a better representative for Trump than Kyle. They definitely could have picked somebody else. Not saying that they couldn't have had somebody on campus for Trump. Everybody should be able to, represent who they want, but
They definitely had the wrong guy when they had him come up there. I didn't realize he was a Trump supporter, and I guess he was, speaking, I guess, on Trump behalf of the elections and stuff or
I,
whatever.
to be
Or
honest,
he
I didn't.
attempted.
This one,
That's what it was.
I don't. I and to be honest, I don't know if that's really what happened. I don't. I just saw his name, so I find it very interesting that his name was
Okay.
brought up to speak up to the school. That is suspicious as hell to me,
Yeah.
because I know what his platform is and how they use him.
Gotcha. I
So,
see what you're saying. And that makes sense though. Like, why they were all upset that it was so rap. 'Cause I was like, why? What is all the ruckus going on at the school? Because I had never heard of the dude, just being honest. That was new to me. I didn't know all this stuff had popped off with him back in 2020. But yeah, the Black Student Association, hey, that was cool how they bought all the tickets up, and because they said it wasn't a lot of people in there at all.
that was, yeah, I mean,
That's
yeah.
definitely a
Oh.
great way to protest.
I was just going
But
in there reserving the tickets so nobody could show up. And those who did show up, it was more of a confrontation and a and harassment. Ran their mind off campus. Good.
they did it the right way. They definitely
Go
did it
support them.
the
Send them some money.
right
I sent some
way.
money to them. But
But
yeah.
Dang, Derek, you always think about deep stuff. This be heavy.
I was just cut like
Is a heavy
well
one.
I was just more so shocked by that whole case in general though than where it popped off at the University of Memphis.
Yeah.
When I found out that that happened, I was like, wow, because my first reaction like, wow, why would you bring us out rifle to a rally? But hey.
You were just dealing with the facts that you had been dealt. So it was just interesting that we were all in our own little bubble at that point. Because I'm just like,
Yeah.
why would you want to bring this up? I
Well, because like I said, everybody was getting emotional about it and stuff, and I mean, hey, it's unfortunate. Like I said, dude, say it's unfortunate that all this stuff happened. They all should have stayed their ass at home that day. They all should have stayed at home,
And they
and when
didn't.
none of that had
And
went down.
that's how the dominoes fell. And it's fuck him forever for me. But, he's still young. I was just like, damn, he only 21? The fuck?
Oh wow, that is young.
Young. He's super
That's really
young.
young.
They're
He's still
like,
impressionable
damn.
at that age.
Yes. So, he going down an interesting road. Anyway, I think MTSU got their ass whooped. So,
Oh, the girls did? Did they?
Like
Ah,
bad?
yeah.
They
I
did good in the
mean,
first
they hurt.
round, though.
So did North Carolina. Was
North
a massacre.
Carolina State.
No. North Carolina. North Carolina State
You
played
saw
North
the girls?
Carolina.
You saw the
Oh,
girls?
yeah, the girl.
Oh, yeah, they got their ass toe
Yeah.
up today.
Well, I hate that for MTSU, but I definitely want to see LSU try to get some kickback on you know what? I don't know how I feel about that matchup. South
Which
Carolina.
matchup?
Like no LSU
It's
and South
coming.
Carolina. It's just a lot of good
It's a
girls. It's a lot of good
rematch.
girls teams.
But
It's a
they're
lot
not
of
gonna
good
be
girls
back.
teams.
They wouldn't be back up unless they win, unless they both win like the sides. Like, because LSU is in a whole nother side of the bracket than North
It'll be
Carolina State.
championship game, won't it?
It would be the championship game if they met up again. That's where they would have to meet up.
I'll be honest, I don't know how I feel about college girls right now. There's just so many different great angles. I mean, I like South Carolina team. I like LSU team, and I love Caitlin Clark. I don't know who I really want to win. I just don't.
That's what makes it exciting for me. Now,
It is.
that's what the girls game has over the guys game. You can follow a name.
Yeah. I agree. The guys' game, you can't do it as much anymore. But they keep changing and moving and transferring. I'm like, who are these kids anymore? Because I can't tell.
You know what I love about March
They
Madness? I was just
developed
thinking
a
about it.
rivalry.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I love about March Madness? Because you can go the whole year and not just really watch college basketball, but when you watch them in the tournament, those are the ones that you really start to get to know, and then you get to know them in the NBA on the NBA level.
Yeah.
Like
Oh.
a lot of people weren't watching Steph Curry like that in college, but he blew up in the tournament with Davidson because he was balling. So you know his name really started ringing. So a lot of these folks, man, I ain't seen none of these folks, but I'm gonna know who they are once they go to college. I mean, once they go to the league because they're sticking out in the NCAA tournament. Because them boys for Oregon, them boys hooping. That boy that had 40 the other night, he definitely going to the league.
Yeah,
He had
40.
40. He had
Maybe
40. He had 40 in the first round at Oregon, and then he had 30 something tonight. He had 30 something last night in the double overtime. Cousinard or something like that.
we got Miss
Never.
Neville. Shout out to him. Right?
I don't know. But
I don't
yeah,
know his
they
name.
lost in double overtime last night.
They lost. He scored 30
Yeah.
and they lost.
Yep. He was tired. He played the whole game. He was tired. You can
He
see
should be.
he was
He
tired.
should be. He scored 40 the other night. That nigga need to be on the damn IV.
I think his coach probably should have called a timeout just to get him a breather. You could tell because he was like the point guard. He was bringing the ball up the court real slow. I guess trying to get a breather. He ain't have
That's
no
the
legs
game I
left.
missed. I was asleep.
Yeah, that was the great game. It went in double
I didn't
overtime.
see that one either.
Yeah,
It
I
was
was sleeping at that game.
Oregon versus. Hey, I can't remember who it was now. It was a great game, though. It was a great game.
Yeah, man. Shout out to YouTube TV. I've been using the hell out the Multiview. It is perfect for March Madness. Like, I'm like,
Really?
boy, yeah. Shout out to my brother.
Oh.
Let me shut up. I'll tell y'all off air. But yeah, no, fuck that. He was on a family plan. Yeah, so he let us use his YouTube TV, and nigga, I've been multi-viewing all weekend.
So when you
Click,
say
click,
that like
click.
it'll have like multiple games on one screen or something?
Yep. For the women and the men's. And
Oh, that's pretty cool.
you can
Hold on,
change it out.
you
However
can
you
watch the
want
men
to.
and women at the same time. I'm
Yes, sir.
gonna have to look into that. Okay.
This should have been fire because it's the early part of the tournament and everything on. So I'm just like, click up, okay, that's a good game. But it ain't been a whole lot of like it's been like real terrible or real good.
It has been.
Like niggas getting blown out right now.
Yeah.
That Oakland and I forgot who they were playing, but shout out to Oakland. They've been exciting
And
to
NC
watch.
State. NC State.
Oakland was
It was a
good.
good ass game.
Yeah, I ain't get to see that one. They messed my bracket up. I've been
Yeah,
doing good in my bracket.
my son
Actually,
was
I'm still
like,
doing good.
we're gonna have to get ready to go in a minute because Mia got to go, but my son was like, man, he was trying to get his producer moment on. He was like, y'all should have did brackets on the podcast.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah, that would have been
I
cool.
said, yeah, we sure should have. Now it's too late.
Well, we can do it for the Sweet 16. They usually
You
start a
can do.
bracket again for Sweet 16.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to talk about something I've heard too, real quick. I want to pick y'all brain on something.
All right, man. So we got to go. We'll holler at y'all. We'll come
Okay,
back with our
52 in the
picks.
book. 52 in the book.
Yep, 52. That's crazy.
Man, we'll probably be 50 when we get to 100, huh?
Possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
All
I'm
right,
just
we'll
messing.
holler.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. This